Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Nurses and other people in caring professions are significantly elevated in psychopathy. I mean, let that sink in. I've just discovered a paper which demonstrates this, literally just discovered it, and wow, I'm slightly floored, I must say, although it does make sense. And in light, by the way, of the reaction to Charlie Kirk's death, which has happened relatively recently at the time of my recording this, it also makes sense. And so that's what I want to look at today. But before I do so, could you do me a massive favour and could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube and could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, blogs, vlogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, you could support me for the cost of just a pint of beer a month. Now, back to the video. Right, what the hell's going on? What we have seen with the death of Charlie Kirk is that it is the people who go on and on about how nice and how kind they are, who are often the nastiest people, i.e. woke people, left-wing people. Why is this? Well, being left-wing is associated with being mentally unstable, with feeling negative feelings strongly, with being a very unhappy person, a very resentful person, a very unpleasant person. How do you deal with this problem? Well, you tell yourself that you are superior to other people. You are morally superior to other people. You create, as it were, a narcissistic false self in which you deal with your insecurities by telling yourself that you're better at other, than other people. And then you attack people that disagree with you because it is wokeness that keeps the wolf from the door. It is wokeness that keeps you from confronting the suicide-inducing emptiness at your heart. And so if someone questions wokeness, then they're questioning the thing that is protecting you. And so you react with narcissistic rage and try to destroy them. And also you're full of resentment. And so you hate someone like Charlie Kirk because he's doing well in life and he's happy, and so you resent him and you want to bring him down. That is the nature of a lot of left-wing people. Also, these people are individualists. They are selfish people. They care about themselves over society. They want power, but being mentally unstable, they fear a fair fight. So how can you get power covertly? Well, you signal about how nice you are and how kind you are so that nobody suspects you of wanting power, and that's how you get power, and that's therefore involves being left-wing. Now, that's simple enough. Now, there's a bunch that's clear, right? Left-wing, and you know, it's even in the Bible, Jesus said that it's those that signal how good they are who often aren't very nice. You know, it's the Pharisees or whatever. This is basic psychology. Those that go on about how kind they are and draw attention to it are often the nastiest people. Now, there's a number of studies. I review them in my book, Woke Eugenics, How Social Justice is a Mask for Social Darwinism, which show that almost every overt expression of kindness is underpinned by mental instability and narcissism. And the two, narcissism is that you're entitled, you're grandiose, you think you're superior, and you crave narcissistic supply. And obviously, if you're left-wing in a leftist society, then that will get you narcissistic supply, because people will say, what a jolly, morally good person you are. So people that are vegetarian are elevated in narcissistic traits. They do it in order to make themselves in order to reassure themselves that they are superior to other people, not because they genuinely care about animals. Indeed, research indicates that people that are left-wing tend to identify with those that are genetically distant from self in order to collaborate with them to gain power over their own people, and they will highlight those people that are distant as being marginalised in order to you don't really see that what they're doing is collaborating against you to take power over you. They just come across as kind and lovely and loving of the marginalised, and this includes animals. People that eat organic food, again, there's evidence this is done in order to gain narcissistic supply, in order to reassure themselves that they're the best, that they're superior to other people. So if you think about it, it does make a bit of sense that a significant proportion of people who go into caring professions are going to do so in order to reassure themselves that they are superior to other people, i.e. because they're narcissistic. And narcissism is part of what's called the dark triad, and each of these traits, that's narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism, and each of these traits cross over. And some studies indicate, well, studies indicate definitely that people that are left-wing are high in Machiavellianism, but also, to some extent, that they're high in aspects of psychopathy as well. So dark triad traits. So I'd like to thank the person that drew my attention to this study. And it's called The Effect of Gender and Age on the Dark Triad in Helping Professions, The Comparison with General Population, by Radka Chopkova of the Katedry Inzenierskiy Pedagogii at the Technical University of Kosciak, which I infer is in the Czech Republic or possibly Slovakia, it's not very clear. And it says, helping professions represent professions in our society whose main, and this is published, by the way, in the Journal of Women's Entrepreneurship and Education. Helping professions represent professions in our society whose main aim is to help others. Yeah, that makes sense. Less attention is paid to the fact that, like every person, a helping profession has, to some extent, maladaptive personality traits too. The aim of the present study is to explore three aversive personality traits, Machiavellianism, narcissism, psychopathy, on a sample of helping professionals. 312 samples, that's all right, I suppose. And what they look at is pedagogical workers, i.e., I think this is primary school teachers, healthcare workers, this is nurses, rescue workers, social workers, and they compare this to the general population. And the study is, the people in the study are substantially female, by the way. And it was a Slovak version of the short dark triad, SD3, was administered to them. The main result, the home version scored significantly higher than the general population in psychopathy. The testing between something, da, 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 da. So, that is the situation. Now, why would that be the case? Why would they be elevated in psychopathy? And it's pretty clear that the answer is that people who are psychopathic are going to be attracted to status. These professions have a certain degree of status. It may be that people that are psychopathic are attracted to danger. And there may be an element of danger involved in being a social worker, for example, because you're dealing with people that are mentally ill or drug addicts or something like that. So that could be an element of it. But you're meant to be helping people in these professions. So it's meant to be that you'd be the kindest of the kind, the loveliest of the loveliest, but clearly you're not. And so this is consistent with everything else we have seen, that the reason you go into that profession is almost like a sort of a covert play for status. It's a way of reassuring yourself that you're kind and that you're morally superior and that you're morally superior to other people. And this gives you the narcissistic supply that you need in order to get through life. And we see this then, according to this study, even with nurses, and that it is strongly elevated with nurses. So they don't really care. And this is so true of people in general that go on and on about how caring they are. Why do they need to? The lady doth protest too much, methinks. Why do they need to stress how much they care and how caring they are? The answer is because they don't really care. The answer is because they're doing it in order to gain narcissistic supply, to cope with their own insecurities, in order to basically feel better about themselves and to feel superior. And this is true even with nurses. So the next time you're in a hospital, be aware that the people that you're dealing with will be above averagely psychopathic. I hope this has been of interest, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?